Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind.
Good to see the sun again at 8:10.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be
a lovely day. Yes, good to be able to do the speed limit again. It's entertainment news time, and Dean Richards joins us now. How you doing, Dean?
Big difference from yesterday morning.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Second City, the famed comedy theater at 1616 North Wells. Is this sale going to change it?
We have not heard yet. The sale is actually not been finalized yet, but a lot of sources are reporting that a deal is, you know, super, super close to being done, and that the new owners of Second City could be a private equity firm named Zelnick Media Capital. The guy that owns this company also is the guy behind the video game Grand Theft Auto. So I don't know if that means that the comedy bits are about to become way more violent, you know, in their ensemble shows. They'd be crazy if they changed anything over there. It's been successful for decades and decades, but it kind of makes me sad that, you know, the people that have owned this for the most part have been Chicago's very own, will no longer be. But, you know, the Second City gave us Bill Murray and Tina Fey and Stephen Colbert and Joan Rivers, Steve Carell. You know, the list goes on and on and on of people who came out of that Wall Street comedy landmark, and it looks like, just like the Chicago Tribune, is about to change hands and, you know, is now not going to be locally owned anymore.
Yeah, I hope this fund that owns Second City has a better reputation than Alden Global Capital.
Yeah.
Buyers of the Tribune, they're known for slashing staff and selling assets to squeeze profits. So
right, right.
And hope for the best.
I just want them to know that I still call Macy's Marshall Fields, and it, you know, it will always be Chicago's very own to me.
Let's talk about Bridgerton, and the star is getting a major movie role, huh?
Yes, the guy who is the breakout star of Bridgerton, the male lead in the show, plays the Duke of Hastings. His name is Reggae Jean Page. He's just been hired for a pretty big role in the movie that is going to be made based on the fantasy role-playing game Dungeons and Dragons. So, you know, we don't really know much about the movie except that Chris Pine is already in it, and Michelle Rodriguez and Justin Smith. And now we have to assume there is a character who takes his shirt off a lot, because that's what Reggae Jean Page mostly does in Bridgerton. Can you tell I'm a little jealous? A tiny bit. He's a very talented actor. Nice guy, too. We did we interviewed him not long ago. He is also going to be hosting Saturday Night Live this coming weekend.
So I read about Happy Gilmore, and can it be possible 25 years?
25 years. They just celebrated the big anniversary. And Adam Sandler went out on a golf course and did a video of himself doing his infamous the golf swing that made him famous, and nailed it. He killed it, and you know, definitely still has got it. The video went viral with over 6 million views. And although this clip is, you know, mostly visual, the sound effects in this clip, I think, will still make you laugh And it is the one clip to me that quintessentially represents Happy Gilmore.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
Ooh! You like that, old man? You want a piece of me? I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
So it's Adam Sandler.
We can supply our own pictures.
Yeah, and mostly getting his butt kicked by Bob Barker, who is, do the math, Bob Barker is 96 years old now, so minus 25 years old.
That was a great scene.
Yeah, and there was an interview that Adam Sandler did recently. Whoever did sound effects in this movie should have won an Academy Award. That is the funniest punch sound that there is. Sandler said in an interview that role was originally intended for Ed McMahon from The Old Tonight Show. He sent him a note, offered him the role. Ed McMahon never responded, according to Sandler. So they moved on, and I can't picture anybody except Bob Barker in that role now.
Yeah, Barker's perfect because he has the nice guy image.
Right.
I think that's an even better choice than
spay and neuter your animals, and kick Adam Sandler's butt.
The Writers Guild nominations are out, and is this an honor that's well respected in the business?
Very much so. You know, when the Academy Awards are given out, people who are in certain categories are the ones that vote for their awards. In other words, if you're an actor, you vote in the acting categories. If you're a director, you vote in the directing category. Writers vote in the writing category. So that's why these Guild Awards are important, because they're almost always predictors of what will happen at the Academy Awards. And the Writers Guild of America's nominations came out yesterday. And for Best Original Screenplay, the nominees are Judas and the Black Messiah, that I told you about last Friday, that I loved. Palm Springs, that's the Andy Samberg comedy that came out earlier last year. Promising Young Woman with Carey Mulligan. Sound of Metal with Riz Ahmed. And The Trial of the Chicago 7, starring Bob Surratt, is also... I'm trying to make that the official title of the movie.
Thank you.
The way Tyler Perry always puts his name in the titles of his movies. I think your name should be in this one. For Best Adapted Screenplay, the nominees are Borat's Subsequent Movie Film, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, News of the World, the Tom Hanks movie, One Night in Miami, and The White Tiger. So... you know, whoever winds up being the winners of these probably will go on to Oscar success. It almost always happens. Writers Guild Awards are going to come out on March 21st.
All right, we'll get to some Mandalorian news and also Dean's conversation with my wife's cousin, and we'll do that after a quick break.
I like to talk to Bob's in-laws whenever I can.
The price is wrong.
So the Mandalorian cast member who got fired learned about it the way many show business people learn about it, from somebody other than the boss, right?
Yeah, that's Gina Carano. She was fired from the show last week because she kind of had a history of controversial posts that she would put on social media. But apparently the straw that broke the camel's back for Disney was a post that compared the current political climate in America to being Jewish in Nazi Germany. Several cast members complained about it. Lots of people did. And they decided to let her go. Apparently, she had been previously reprimanded for making fun of people, putting personal pronouns on social media, you know, and having some sensitivity about that. But she says that the personal pronoun thing was the last time that she heard anything from anybody at Lucasfilms, that are the producers of The Mandalorian. And she is saying that she learned that she got fired off of the show on social media, said she didn't know anything about it until she was scrolling social media one day. She also was dropped by her agent. There's been no response from Lucasfilms. It's hard for me to believe that in this day when human relations, and business relations are so sensitive, that somebody would be terminated from their job without being brought into an office and there being witnesses and the usual protocol. When somebody is terminated, but that's what she says happens. Right now, she's working on a film for the conservative news website that's called The Daily Wire. So that's the last we've heard of her.
Now we get to Dean's conversation with Marianne's cousin. How did that go?
So there is a new series that'll begin on Friday on Amazon Prime that's called Tell Me Your Secrets. That's kind of a thriller drama, and Lily Rabe stars in it, and Amy Brenneman stars in it, and Hamish Linkletter, who you probably know best from as being the brother of Julia Louis-Dreyfus from the show The New Adventures of Old Christine, but also an actor by the name of Enrique Marciano stars in it. So I was doing a Zoom chat with Lily Rabe and Enrique, and Lily went to Northwestern. So I started the interview off talking about that. And Enrique chimed in. I didn't know that. Of course, I recognize the name, but I didn't know that he was related to you, or more specifically to Marianne. But it turned out he told me he also had this Chicago connection.
I remember that we during the winter it was very important to know what your friends' coats looked like, or what kind of backpack or messenger bag they had, because you couldn't see anyone's face. And it was so it was better to have, like having a red suitcase come off the, it was good to make a strong coat choice so that your friends would know that it was you. And I just remember, digging my car up. But gosh, I love Chicago.
So Enrique, sorry about all the, Chicago.
We can talk about Chicago. I love Chicago. My cousin lives there. Do you know Marianne Marciano? She's got a morning show.
Yes, absolutely.
She's my cousin. So
she's married to Bob Surratt, who does a radio morning show here. That I am also on Bob Surratt's radio show.
Bob that you spoke to Enrique. He's my step cousin, I guess.
So what are some good embarrassing stories about Marianne?
Good embarrassing stories about Marianne. Well, my dad's whole family is crazy, and she is no different.
How about that?
Enrique, I haven't seen him in a few years.
Yeah.
I usually, at a family gathering, would see him, and basically he would do a flyby and say, I got to go now. My girlfriend's waiting for me on my yacht. And that would be part of the end of the conversation.
He shared a story about chopping down his grandmother's tree or something. It was a really long story that we wouldn't have had time for the whole story, but he's a character.
Yeah,
he's definitely
some
a character.
Family nuttiness, but apparently Enrique, Andy Garcia, another member of what I lovingly refer to as the Cuban Mafia, Andy took Enrique under his wing and helped him get started, and then Enrique hit it big with that, what was it called, Without a Trace on CBS?
Right.
And so I hadn't heard what he was doing, so I'll be watching for that show. Did you say it's on Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime. It's called Tell Me Your Secrets. It debuts on Friday. And I'll hold that long chop down my grandmother's tree story as blackmail. When I do that behind the music Marianne Marciano story, I'll be able to share that then.
I can't wait to see that myself. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.